This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the
right.
American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. Get involved in the conversation. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room going on there as well. You can watch live. You can get involved in the conversations. You can, I don't know, you can do just about anything up there. And there, and frankly, if you're bored with me, there are smarter people than I in the chat rooms. If you're on Facebook, you will find people in Facebook, again, that are smarter than I am. They get it. I don't always get it. Right? And if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, because you don't want to hear your voice, you don't want to have it in the chat room, you don't want people to make fun of you, send me an email. I'll make fun of you. You don't want to have people. You'll just have me doing it. You know, I try to help you guys out from time to time. And for those of you who are comfortable with, you know, government presence, I've got a giveaway for you. You want a Morgan Silver coin, right? This is a freebie. They're going to send you a Morgan Silver coin. They're not going to call. They're not going to get on your case. They're not going to keep trying to push you to buy something from them. You've heard David Fisher's been on the show a gazillion times. And he's given away two white papers. One of the white papers is about the coming bail-in. What the government can actually do with your retirement money. And let me tell you what, they can do a lot with your retirement money. You know, don't think that just because Trump's in there now, everything's going to change, because it can't change overnight, number one. There's a whole bunch of little hooks and garbage and crazy stuff that Mr. Oblamo did that we're not going to be able to skirt or just walk away from. They got to get fixed first. So he lays out what you can do with your retirement money to make sure the government can't just freeze it. Now, they can't take it away from you, per se, but they freeze it. So you really can't get to it. That's a big deal. I would hope you think it was a big deal. Give them a holler, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Again, you'll get your free Morgan silver coin. So for no other reason, you'll get a silver coin for free. And I'm sure it's worth more than the phone call that you're making. Seriously. So let's get, I love these stories. Because they wonder why the average American, we talked about this earlier, right? We had that, the woman that was selling, I don't know what she was selling, burritos, toritos, tamales, whatever. Tamales, right. She's selling them on the street. In what location? It wasn't like she was, going up. Yeah, right. She was a franchise. There you go. And where we live, we haven't seen it here where we live now, but where I used to live a while back, the lady would show up on Saturday. She had her little blue cart, and she'd be pulling it up and down the street and little side streets, and she'd be selling tamales to people. You want to take a chance at that? Fine. Not me. I'm like a real freak about that stuff. If it's been in the refrigerator longer than a day, I'm probably not going to eat it. You know what I'm saying? Really tough for me to do that stuff. But here's somebody I don't know. I don't know what their house is like. I don't know what their, you know, whether the little son is diving into the food while she's putting it together and he's shoving it in his mouth and whatever drops on the floor goes back in a plate. I don't know if that's going on or not. And not that they're not doing the same thing at the restaurant, but at least at a restaurant, I think I have a fighting chance. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, So we saw that. Here's an illegal, and she's able to get away with not having a license, not having to follow the health rules. The police are told to leave her alone. Yet if there was an American citizen, I don't know, 25 feet away from her, they would have been fined. They would have been shut down. They would have been moved along. This is what's getting the average American mad. Not that people here are trying to make a living and trying to do what's better for their kids. That's, to coin a phrase, that's a line of malarkey. That's not what they're mad about at all. Equality. You guys keep screaming equality. You don't mean it. That term for you guys has no basis in truth at all. The faculty members at Washington University in St. Louis are demanding loan forgiveness for students whose education may be cut short by travel bans or deportation. Let me see. You came here illegally. You took advantage of our stuff illegally. Right? You're taking advantage of our schools. You're taking money away from American taxpaying kids and parents. But then you want to be off the hook because you got caught breaking the law. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Now, in a letter addressed to the school's chancellor, a group of faculty and graduate employees, they presented 5 explicit demands to be implemented. See, I would do a Reagan on them. I would take the letter. I'd probably get to demand number 3. I'd pick up the phone. I'd call HR and go, hey, fire these fools. Every one of them. Done Friday. Get them out of here. Hey, there's 94 million Americans looking for work. Shouldn't be a problem filling those positions, right? So they want to implement as quickly as possible loan forgiveness for students potentially affected by President Trump's now failed executive order. They want the establishment of a safe space for affected students to express their concerns and state what support they need from the school. Isn't that your counselor's office? Isn't that the guidance office where you go in there and you sit with the guidance counselor? I mean, last I checked, I think that's what it was for, wasn't it? The letter goes on to say, we, the faculty and the graduate employees, okay, stand in support with these students as they negotiate sanctuary. The letter asserts, in the face of the recent attacks on communities of color, wow. You know, if they lie too much on a piece of paper like this, it should go up in flames. You know what I'm saying? Because they say lies are from the pit of hell. Hell's filled with a little fire, in case you didn't know. And so the letter should just like that. Don't you think? I'm going to read the rest of the letter after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Get a glass of water. Your screen might catch on fire. I don't know. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. I'll tell you in a minute. I'm allowed to be irritated. The stupidness that takes place in this state. It's just beyond reality. You know why, if there is truly intelligent life out there, do you know why it doesn't come to this planet? Because of California. Because of the dumb things that we do. Can you see them about ready to land? You know they have these, like the other day there was this, it looked like a fireball in the sky of some kind. And what do the scientists say? Oh, no, that's just a reflection of the sun off of a plane. No, it actually looked like a plane that was in flames heading down to the ground. But beside the point, okay? I'm almost believing now. See, that was a space alien, a spacecraft coming in, and they saw some of our news things, and they went, oh, hold on, we got to get out of here. Right? They're done. So school districts in California being asked, in a sneaky way, in an underhanded way, they're being asked by the State Board of Education to put out resolutions saying that they would be safe sanctuaries or safe places, or I don't care what you want to call it. You call it whatever you want to. Yeah, this is a rant that wasn't on the agenda. I just got this. It just poked me right in the head. And they go down a list of these resolutions, or the resolution. I don't even know what you want to call it. It's craziness. And so they've given you the attorneys, the left-loon attorneys, have given you this verbiage that'll work and keep you out of trouble. Well, what's to keep you out of trouble? So yeah, I'm gonna spend. So here's a resolution with the resolution verbiage. So school board members, when you're elected, you're elected for a multitude of things, right? My case, I was career tech ed was my big deal. What I wanted to do, what I felt was important. And so, but when you get elected, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state you're in. In my case, it's California. But along with that, without having to beat somebody over the head, along with that is you know you have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure the money gets spent properly, that you're overseeing that money, and that the kids get the money that's due them. You also know that you're supposed to have a safe place for kids. Kids should have a safe and you know warm environment that they can learn and they can flourish with, and good teachers, and all those things that you would imagine that children should have. So what they do is they open up their hope. I believe that they hope you don't read through the whole thing. But so the verbiage that they give you to work with is. In this particular one, I won't tell you the school district, but I just got a little while ago, and I'm like, oh, I can't. This is like saying, you know what, I have kids. I promise I'll take care of my kids. I promise I'll feed them. I promise I'll clothe them. Like, you're going to say this every week? This is like a, what do they call those, morning affirmations? Do you write them on your bathroom? I will not kill my children today. I mean, you have to do that, really? Yeah, I know you did. I would have killed them if I was you, too. The Supreme Court has held, they say, whereas, you know, they do all those whereas, hereas, thereas. Whereas the Supreme Court has held that local school districts have a constitutional mandate to educate all students residing within their jurisdiction boundaries regardless of their immigration status. Yes, that was a Supreme Court ruling in 1982. There isn't anybody that's not doing that. All students have a right to attend school free of bullying, intimidation, and discrimination. Oh, my God, if they didn't tell me that, I would have known that we had to do that. Let's kill some more trees. Let's waste some more ink on common sense, right? What do you think? The governing board is committed to the success of all students, irrespective of their immigration status or citizenship. I mean, seriously, we're gonna wear out all the I's and all the M's if we keep going this way. And they believe that every school site should be a welcoming place for all students and their families. So if I didn't have a resolution to tell me this as a school board member, I wouldn't know I had to do this. The California Department of Education has declared California public schools as welcoming, safe places for learning and teaching for all students, regardless of immigration status, reaffirming federal regulations and state law that prohibit education agencies from all this stuff that we already know. What do you think? Come on, say the California Department of Education has declared California public schools as torture joints for every child under 12? Come on. Now, and we have to follow the state law that prohibits educational agencies from disclosing personally identifiable student information to anyone, including law enforcement, without the consent of a parent or guardian, or a court order, or lawful subpoena, or in the case of a health emergency. Also, the California Department of Education recommends that local educational agencies do not collect or maintain documents that may be related to immigration status, including but not limited to passports, visas, social security numbers, and they are not needed by school districts and place student privacy at an unnecessary risk. However, I mean, we've had schools in other places hacked like crazy, and you get all kinds of the information on the children, don't you? U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, states that immigration enforcement activities will not be conducted at any sensitive location, include schools. Right? I mean, unless there's something really bad going down. We already know this. See, this is what I'm trying to get at. This is nothing more than a PC move, and I'm amazed that school districts are doing this. I'm amazed that people with an IQ above 5 would do this. Because if the general populace, if your constituents don't know that you're keeping their kids safe, if your constituents don't understand that what they voted you in for, they need to vote you out, or maybe they don't even have it. Maybe they've never voted. I don't know. Whereas ICE activities in and around schools and school facilities would be a severe disruption to the learning environment and education settings for students. I'm surprised they don't put it in there. Whereas smoking cigarettes, especially non-filter cigarettes, for long periods of time will cause cancer. Because we don't have a clue, right? All right. Relax, Joe. Therefore, be it resolved, the governing board reaffirms that pursuant to federal and state law, every student has a right to attend school regardless of the child immigration status. Check. Didn't know that. Glad that you informed me. We had further resolved that the governing board confirms that all district students who are eligible to receive school services, including free or reduced price lunch, breakfast, transportation, educational services, regardless of their immigration status, are enrolled to receive those school services. We already do that. I mean, I'd like them to start grabbing, put up a list of schools that aren't doing this. Right? I mean, seriously, this is crazy that you're calling out doing. We're resolving to do the job you hired us to do. Can you imagine that? Think about that. Imagine that. Glad you voted for me. Thank you. And guess what? I'll do the job you voted me to do. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Thank you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. I'm going to go calm down. I'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Senior host, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, hop up to the website. I give you a dozen ways to get involved. I can't, you know, be sure to come over to your house. I can't get you involved, make it any easier for you. I want you to head up to my website, therealside.com. Two things. You can buy my book up there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's Ramblings, all the things you've been told to hate, you're going to see in the book. You don't need to hate any of them. Seriously. If you buy it from the website, I will autograph it before I send it to you. It doesn't make it any more valuable, and I don't even know why you want the autograph. But if you want to head over to Amazon.com, you can find it there, too. Just type in Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and you'll get the book there. You'll probably get it even faster. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really, this one here, like, was a red-hot poker stuck me right in the head. I'm so mad about this. Because there are school districts in the state of California, because they're getting a little heat from the, State Board of Education, to make resolutions, to come out and basically call their districts sanctuary districts, safe districts. Well, here's the deal. Here's how I feel about it. Here's how Joe feels about it. If I've elected you to run a local school board, I've elected 5 of you, I don't need you to make a resolution. I don't need you to make the time, spend the legal fees to make a resolution to tell the rest of the population that you're willing to keep our schools safe. Because if you're not willing to keep our schools safe, you just need to go. You need to leave. You need to be unelected, if you would. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so I've been reading off this resolution, which is kind of it's a pseudo boilerplate of what the school districts are putting out there. If you miss the first 12, I'm not going over them again. My heart can't handle it. But here's the rest of it. Okay? Really not that hard. It is resolved in order to provide a public education regardless of a child's or family's immigration status, absent any applicable federal, state, local law, or regulation, local ordinance, or court decision that may lawfully provide otherwise, the district shall act consistent with the following practices. I wonder, you know, when the kids come here, I have to ask this question because I don't know the answer to this. Are they all, do they have their shots? Do they have all their virus shots? Do they have all their vaccinations? Do they have all that stuff? I wonder if we can keep them out till they get the shots. You know, I'm talking about illegals. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they have no documentation. Oh, that's right, because they're undocumented, right? So I'd have to sit there and ask them, you know, what the heck? Where's your mind at with this? Let me write myself a note. I've got to ask somebody that question. Do illegals, or I can't call them undocumented. I'm not going to do it. Do illegals have to have shots to go to school? To have shots to go to school? Yeah, I have to type stuff 3 or 4 times. But when I told you it was live, unedited, uncut, unrehearsed, no kidding, right? So let me get back to this. So their little subcategory of what they agree to, you ready for this one? District personnel should not treat students differently for residency determination purposes on the basis of their actual or perceived immigration status, and shall treat all students equitably in the receipt of all school services for which they are eligible. I guess except when you go to college in California, in which case illegals get better treatment. No, they do. They get better treatment in the schools. Because there's a lot less questions you can ask them. Right? They get money easier than American citizens get. I'm going to make you crazy. District personnel shall not inquire about a student's immigration status or require the documentation of a student's legal status, such as asking for a visa or passport during the enrollment or any other time. District personnel shall review the list of documents that are currently used to establish residency and shall ensure that any required documents would not unlawfully bar or discourage a student who is undocumented or whose parents are undocumented. They can't even use the word illegal. Right? Students who are here illegally, whose parents are here illegally? Why not say it? You're not going to do anything about it anyhow. You're worried about hurting their feelings. District personnel shall neither require students to apply for Social Security numbers nor require students to provide a Social Security number, passport, or visa. District personnel should not allow any immigration enforcement officer or agent to enter a school site without first signing in with the school. Oh, yes, that's right. With school administration and making a request to enter the campus, and shall forward any request by immigration enforcement agents to enter a school site, including for services or lawful subpoenas, to the superintendent's office for review and consulting. Right. Because what will happen is they show up because they have to take somebody off, maybe a gang member. So what we're going to do is here's what's going to happen, like what the judge happened in Washington, right? They're going to submit that to the superintendent. The superintendent is going to call the school and say they're on their way or they're there out front. They're going to take that kid, hide him in another room or somewhere else. They're going to move him along, maybe put him in the back of a van and get him out of there. It's not what we're supposed to be doing. A lawful subpoena, a lawful warrant, does not require a review from the district council at $450 an hour or fraction thereof. District personnel, when encountering immigration enforcement agents who are on school grounds on account of urgent or emergency circumstances, shall direct them to the school office and alert an administrator to contact the superintendent's office and legal counsel. Let's do everything we can to slow them down from performing their job. Yes, we must do that. You know it's a federal offense to keep a federal officer from performing their duties? Who's going to go to jail? Do you think a superintendent will go to jail for the employee? What do you think? Seriously, think about it. District personnel shall immediately send all requests by immigration enforcement agents, documents to superintendent, who will consult with district legal counsel. I mean, this is like the fourth time they've said this. To decide whether those actions are permissible. District personnel shall not enter any agreement with ICE to enforce federal immigration law and shall not participate in any ICE or Border Patrol enforcement actions. Again, get in the way of them pursuing or doing their job and keeping everyone safe. So let me ask you what happens. This is item number 8. So they have a lawful right to come on. All right? They have a lawful right to pick up the person they're trying to pick up because they have a warrant, we'll say. We'll say that person is, you know, where there's a lot of people around. And the ICE agents ask the administration, or district personnel, as they put it, to try to thin out the herd, right? Get the kids into a different area so that there's no major problem. I'm making comment here, right? So they want some help to keep the damage minimal, to make sure nobody actually gets hurt. And district personnel sits there with their arms folded and goes, sorry, we can't. We can't do anything to make your job easier. We have a resolution. Right? And then somebody gets hurt. They'll blame ICE. I'd blame the district. They'll blame ICE. I'd blame the district. They'll blame the federal officers because they're there doing the lawful job they're supposed to be doing. And I would blame the district for not making it safer for those kids on campus. This is what the left has done. We were talking about this earlier. As long as you feel good, as long as you feel safe, it doesn't matter what's going on around you, as long as you feel safe, it's all okay. District personnel shall take all reasonable measures so that the after-school program providers and other service providers that have access to student or family information will follow the actions described herein. Now, contractors, federal contractors especially, or school contractors, educational contractors, they also have to follow federal and state laws. They're not allowed to do anything they darn well please. Be it further resolved that the superintendent shall ensure that all teachers, schools, administrators, and school and district office staff will be adequately trained on how to implement this resolution. The superintendent shall ensure that all parties' guardians will receive notification of this resolution to fully inform students and their families and their rights in the district. Right? I mean, I find this amazing. Let's do everything we can to slow the government down, or to slow agents down, or police down from keeping our kids safe. Makes all the sense in the world to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That stuff drives me nuts. The fact that elected officials give it in, you give in to this stuff, give in to political correctness, this makes it worse. And what I would love to see is a bunch of conservative parents, or you don't even have to be conservative parents. How about this? How about common sense parents? I'd like to see you show up at the meeting the night that they're going to do something like this. And I would sit down and I would go up to the podium and I would say, look, I appreciate what you think you're trying to do, but that resolution does nothing. Changes nothing. You've wasted taxpayer time, dollars. You've had an attorney look at it, and I don't care if it's $20. I don't care if the attorney charges you $20 to do it, because at school that's four meals for a young person who can't afford their food. Give me that whole thing again about how bad you feel. It's nuts. Got it? And we bow down to these things. Look, as an elected official, when I got elected, I'm sure that most of the people that cast a vote for me cast a conservative vote. I'm Almost positive. And he didn't cast a vote for me to sit around and play with the words or play with words on how I'm going to keep kids that are here legally, accommodate parents that are here illegally, do all that stuff, right? I'm sure that's why they elected me, so I could make sure I was doing all of that. No. So we got to come back to Realville, you know? We got to come back to, and again, what the legislators don't understand, all over the country, even the federal legislators, the average American has nothing against legal immigration. I don't want to say the average, I'll say the majority of Americans. They don't have a problem with legal immigration. They don't have a problem with you wanting to educate children. What they have a problem with is that as an American, I can't get the same rights as an illegal. That you guys sit up there in the legislative houses across the country and you pass these laws where illegals get lower tuition. They get to pay in-state tuition. They're not even supposed to be here, but they get to pay in-state tuition. I told you I have a daughter in Texas. If she moves back here, you know, Tuesday at noon, God forbid. I love her, but God forbid. If she comes back here Tuesday at noon, she's got to wait 6 months before she can get in-state tuition. Right? Come on, think about that. They don't. They come over the border 2 days later, they got in-state tuition. And that resolution I just read you, I think I've told you this story before, but some of you are new. Right, when it comes to illegal immigrants here in California, when they register at school, all they have to do is say they're undocumented. And the registrar stops asking questions. But somebody who comes in here legally, as a story I told a while back, people that had visas, their parents were here legally, working here legally, and there was a mistake of the visa of one of the kids, they couldn't register the kid in school. And then I was told all they had to do was say, hey, we're undocumented. That would have been it. They wouldn't have had to show the visa. Nothing. On what planet does that make sense? I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. I can't find a way to have that make sense. Oh, great. My mother's listening. Now I have to keep the words clean. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. I do really appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Okay, so this one here, I don't know if I want to do this one now. Maybe I'll do this one later. Don't you love when I do that? I got it all picked out, and then decide to wait. I am going to wait on that one. All right, so we got, I don't know if you guys heard this. An actor said that if you don't put Muslim actors on TV, Muslims will join ISIS. So think about this. Does this remind you of your 16-year-old spoiled brat or that little kid you see in the supermarket that's slamming his head against the ground, pitching a fit because mommy won't give him a Snickers bar? So if we put him in Gitmo, they're going to go join ISIS and they're going to want to kill us. If we don't find them jobs, they're going to join ISIS and they're going to want to kill us. Should I go down the list? So apparently the only thing you need to do to get a Muslim mad is not give him a job, not put him on TV, lock him up in Gitmo for doing something wrong, say something negative about his religion. Just one thing. You don't have to say many, just one. Does this sound like America? Does this sound like freedom? It doesn't make any sense to me. Absolutely none. This week, actor Ahmed, a Muslim who has starred in Rogue One, spoke to Parliament in Britain. There he explained that if television didn't stop casting so many white people in prominent parts, young Muslim Ahmed would join ISIS. Is that a threat? Did he just threaten us? Because you don't believe me, right? Okay, so Riz says that a Muslim, and he's a Muslim who starred in a movie called Rogue. He spoke to the Parliament in Britain, and he explained that if television didn't stop casting so many white people in prominent parts, young Muslim men would go join ISIS. I mean, that's really good, right? He explained that if we fail to represent, we are in danger of losing people to extremism. In other words, if we don't do what they want to do, if we don't give them what they want, if we don't make life easier for them, Does this have snowflake written all over it? So if we, I mean, think about that. Think about what he's saying. So in the mind of the ISIS recruit, he's the next James Bond, right? You've seen some of these ISIS propaganda videos. They are cut like little. You know, it's funny. I've seen those. Have you seen those propaganda? They look like really bad D-movie clips, don't they? They look like something that Mystery Science Theater 3000 would have. I'd like to do that with somebody someday. I'd like to play one of these and sit around like you're in a Mystery Science Theater, you know, 3000. I can see it now, right? Ahmed, both pressed up. Oh, never mind. Have you seen those? You know, and you've seen those, right? Where are we? What are we telling these kids? Right? Where are we telling these kids that they can be heroes in our stories, that they're valued, he goes on to say? People are looking for the message that they belong. What are we, the psychiatrist to ISIS? Pre-psychiatrist to potential ISIS members? Yeah, this is ridiculous. We are coddling everything with every human with a heartbeat on the planet. All of a sudden, it seems like we have to coddle them here in America. The Americans are doing everything wrong. Everybody else is doing everything right. These loons on the left, they're beating us up like everything that America does. If we're too strong, if we have too many bombs, if our Navy's too strong, we're causing fear, angst, anxiety, and violence across the world. If we don't allow why only Muslims? Let's bring a whole bunch of others. What about Buddhists? Oh, no, they don't join ISIS. Never mind. Okay, what about Christians? Oh, they don't join ISIS either. I mean, think about how ridiculous this is. People are looking for the message that they won't, you know. All right, so I'm surprised that we make it. You know, did you notice what was that? We just watched that movie. I know it's been out for a little while, and it was, you know, the White House had fallen, but they have a different name for it. Olympus had fallen. And what I thought was interesting is usually, I'm not saying we should have done this, but usually in those movies, it would have been a Middle Eastern group, right? It would have been some terrorist group that did that. Now, whether it was because it was too well played out or not, all of a sudden it was a North Korean group. So we could pick out the North Koreans, right? Because we're mad at them or something. I don't know. But what group are they going to go? They're going to start making up these groups. They're going to start making up religious groups. They're going to start making up countries. They're going to have to because they're not going to want to hurt anybody, right? So the actor goes on to say, people are looking for a message that they belong, that they're part of something. Right, so come join ISIS, where we can give you your virgins right here on Earth, and you can go kill people. They want to feel represented. In that task, we have failed, he said. If we don't step up and tell a representative story, we're going to start losing British teenagers to the story that the next chapter in their lives will be written in ISIS and in Syria. You know, I have something else to say to that. Instead of putting it on us all the time, instead of putting it on Americans, instead of putting it on the white man, how about you put it back on your parents? How about you put it back on your religion? Maybe your religion. Right, if these are Muslim kids going to ISIS, then it's your fault. Your religion has failed, not the white guy in America. If you have failed to teach your kids about love and understanding and tolerance, it's your fault, not the white guy here in America. Not the Christian. Not the Jew. It's your fault. Your people need to step up. If Christian kids are out there, let me tell you what, if Christian kids are out there pounding on Muslim kids or Jewish kids or what have you, and speaking hate, it's the parents' fault. The church has not taught them about love. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go calm down. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. If you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. We will be back in just a few minutes. Hopefully you will, too.